time for another of our musical conundrums, our piano puzzlers from composer and musical quizmaster Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
We've got a caller on the line from Sandston, Virginia. Brandy Venditti is joining us. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Fred.
Sandston, that's right outside Richmond?
That's correct.
And do you have a musical background, Brandy?
Yes, I majored in piano at Virginia Tech.
Uh-huh. A lot of musical information you can draw on in your head then to play the piano puzzler with Bruce Adolph, where he takes a familiar tune and he disguises it in the style of a classical composer. And your job will be to apply all that musical knowledge you've built up and see if you can figure out what the tune is that he's disguised, and also in whose style he's doing the disguising, if that makes any sense to you at all. Brandy, you ready to play the piano puzzler?
I'm ready to play.
Okay. I don't know what's coming either, so if you need any help, lean on me.
I appreciate it.
Okay, here we go.
A quickie.
Yes. Well, it sounded like that was a very interesting rendition of Old MacDonald.
Yes, that's right. Okay, this time good. The tune was lurking there, Old MacDonald, but can we figure out who might have written that?
Oh, goodness. Why is that so tricky to me right now?
It's tricky. Now, it's someone I've never done on the show before. Maybe I'll play it again. It's so short. What do you think, Fred?
Sure. You know, Brandy, what helps me sometimes is thinking about the character of the piece. So what are you hearing in that? What kind of character are you hearing there?
It almost sounds like a rag.
That's a good point. It's not actually a rag, but it's very close. It is 20th century. What do you think about it? It's serioso or humorous?
More humorous.
Yeah.
Certainly. Now,
and it's a little quirky.
Oh, goodness.
And what if I asked you about a country?
Possibly France.
Yes, you're right so far. It's funny, it's quirky, it's
Gallic wit to it.
That's
oh,
right.
Goodness.
That's right. So now we know it's French. The rag idea is, while it isn't specifically a rag, it does in fact draw upon that, which he did, this composer. So we know he's French, we know he's funny, we knew he liked rag and jazz.
And it's someone you've never done before.
Not on this show.
Not on the show. Oh, goodness. 20th century is my shortcoming. I am thoroughly at a loss.
A long century. Actually, it's not really longer than any other century, but longer than this one.
Just start throwing some names out there and see what happens.
Oh, so we'd have to say French.
Bit of a comedian at the keyboard.
Oh, goodness.
For example, things like this. Instead of E-I-E-I-O, it goes... Little silly joke there.
Oh, goodness.
And then he's also involved in very classical kinds of things like this. You know, the fact that he's doing this Alberti bass, very few composers in the 20th century did that too much, and this person did it a lot, actually.
If I might venture a guess.
Yes, friend.
Francis Poulenc?
Oh, oui, absolument correct, and you win a petit T-shirt and...
Francis Poulenc, not as well known as Debussy and Ravel, but wonderful composer from the early part of the 20th century in France. And so he was characteristically witty when he wrote for the keyboard?
Well, actually, most of his music is witty and dry. He's never serious for too long, actually. He didn't seem to like being terribly serious. He was against it. And he also was fickle, as I say, in his key relationship. So what I was doing here is sliding from key to key very much the way Poulenc would. So that's actually, I find that one particularly Poulenckian, because instead of going, each chord moves itself closer to another key. And it modulates while you're watching it, which is a little disturbing. And then this part of Old MacDonald is in a different key on every chord. And again, it shifts. And then it has this business of these cute little dissonant pitches, which is very Poulenckian.
I always like things that are funny and disturbing at the same time. So.
Well, there's plenty of that.
Well, Brandy Venditti from Sandston, Virginia, thank you very much for playing. What's your public radio station?
WCVE Richmond.
WCVE in Richmond, and a fine station it is. Brandy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fred, and thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you in a week.
Bye, Fred.